Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on selected races this weekend. Gamble responsibly.
Well, can the dream come true in the Cox Plate? We know that Winx is there, trying to win the race for a fourth year in a row. Michael Pitton from New Zealand is coming across into Melbourne with his mare, Savvy Cope, who we saw here in Sydney earlier this year in the championships. Michael is fighting his own battle. He has just come through a major operation regarding cancer, and he joins us from his hospital bed, and I really thank him for that. People might say, gee, leave him alone, but he was happy to come on. Michael, how are you going this morning?
I'm just getting out of the shower.
Just getting out of... Gee, you knew what time we were ringing.
Yeah, I know.
And how did you get through the operation, Mike?
I was really good. I actually got up the very next day and things were good. But then on Sunday, I sort of had a relapse and I had to have a further operation with filling a fluid in the pelvic area. So got rushed into the theatre and they stuck a tube in the right place. And hopefully I'm getting out of here on Friday.
You sound like you're each day might be just getting a bit better.
Yeah. I was linking at odds on Monday, Tuesday, because I was pretty sore and pretty depressed. But I'm shortening in the odds right now.
Yeah, fantastic. Well, Savvy Cope, we saw back here running the ATC Oaks after winning the New Zealand Oaks. She went pretty good in the Oaks behind Unforgotten, who, you know, could be anything come this preparation or next year. But she's always held good form, and she won the Livermore. I think you were watching from your... I don't think you were trackside that day, but it would have given you a huge thrill to win that big Group 1 in New Zealand.
Yeah. When she ran in the Oaks, I think I said to you at the time, you know, we'd had a season going from sort of late August, September. She trialled in August, right through to, Sydney at Easter. So she had a massive big season. And, you know, a lot of people probably aren't aware, but we train in Christchurch. So it's a big trip up. And she made that trip three times throughout the year to the North Island. So it was a massive season. And in hindsight, probably the AJC Oaks might have just been one too far, you know. But you win an Oaks in New Zealand with $250,000, why wouldn't you go to race for the money that was available in Sydney? And she didn't disgrace herself. But I was actually at the Livermore.
Oh, you were? Okay, yep.
Yeah. Anyone that looks at Facebook, and they'll see me cheering the horse on like an idiot. And then I got the Chris Waller cries after the race. And Chris has been underdue on occasions, but it was a very emotional day for me when she won the Livermore.
It would have been. She displayed that turn of speed that we know she's got.
Yeah, so one thing about her all throughout her career, she has shown that she can run sectional. And, I mean, her performance, you know, if someone said to me, going to there, and I said, yeah, it's probably like running in a rally car race at Timaru and then taking on all the Formula Ones in the Singapore Grand Prix. I mean, I have no doubt the step up's going to be massive. But my horse is a good mare, and the owners and us, we deserve to have a crack at the challenge, you know. We'll get in the field. We won't be one of the last horses in the field. We won't be one of the outsiders, you know.
You talk about the Cox Plate, and she's going to go to Melbourne, I think, tomorrow, Thursday?
She's already landed in Christchurch. She left here, and she's ahead of schedule. A girl that works for me, the girl that I think you met her, Brittany, in Sydney. They've already met up at the airport and they're on their way to Sydney at Warwick Farm. They're going to stay there all day and then travel overnight down to Melbourne.
Okay, all right. So they get to Melbourne tomorrow. So it's a bit longer than 24 hours, but a stopover in Sydney.
Yeah, but as I say, she loves travelling. Prior to racing in the first of the three race series at Hastings, the work had been really good, but not as good as the stablemate. It was called Son of Mahir, which won last week as well. But Matt, my son, he travelled up north for the first run. He said, it's like she put off the float and the light switch turned on. And right, I'm back to racing mode. And he switched herself on and had three runs this time, and it's been great runs, you know.
I know you're aware of what you're about to take on with taking on Winx in a Cox Plate, but you want to do this, don't you? You think that she can earn some good prize money for you?
Yeah, I think Yeah, I think where she is in the bookies market's about right. Whether they all pay up, that'll have a bearing on it too. But I think we're equal fifth favourite at the moment. That's about where Boot deserves to be. I mean, one thing I've always respected is Australian bookmakers. They know their craft, you know. You don't very often sneak one under them, and they don't very often miss out too, either, you know. And that's about where she deserves to be. She's got to run a hell of a race to run in the first three or four, but if she can run that hell of a race, which I think she can find improvement from the Livermore, I mean, imagine if she could run third. It would be fantastic.
Do you want to be there?
Yeah, the pigs line up for the trough, of course they do.
I only ask that because I know you want to be there, but are the doctors going to let you be there?
I've done the rounds this morning. They're happy with where I'm at. They don't want me to overstep the mark, and I don't want to overstep the mark because I'm talking about my life here, you know.
Yeah.
Got to do the right thing. But I want to be there with knobs on, to be honest with you.
Yeah, understand. She's one of
you have a look at the list of trainers and you go through and you go Waller, Weir, Appleby, Cummings, Brian, David Hayes. I mean, they're legends, you know, every single one of them. And from Kidford from Christchurch to have a runner would be amazing.
It would be amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you're going to use your local jockey, Chris Johnson, take the ride?
Chris has ridden for me for in excess of 30 plus years. Well over close to 35 years, and if I could have got Hugh Bowman, I'd be putting Hugh Bowman on. And let's be honest, he's the best jock in Australia, really. But I can't get him. He's riding another horse on the road. but I mean, loyalty's a big thing with us, and it always has been. And Chris has ridden a hell of a lot of winners for me, and good winners. You know, he's ridden three Group One winners for me throughout his career. And no, he's ridden a lot of winners. And we're good friends, you know. And whilst he's probably passed his best, I still think on the good occasion, those fellas, they can match it, you know. And I don't have a problem putting Chris on, you know.
No, understand. So she's on her way. She'll get to Sydney later today. Then she'll travel to Melbourne tomorrow. And then you're prepared. Do you want to take her to the Valley early next week? Would you like to gallop there before the race?
Yeah, we're going to go to the Valley on Tuesday. My wife is flying over. She's worrying about me, which I don't want her to. She's waiting for me to get out of hospital before she goes over. And, I just said, just go, but she won't. So she's probably going to go over on Sunday or Monday so that she's there for a gallop on Tuesday and Thursday. And then Diane, my wife's coming back to Christchurch. She's not going to stay there because we've got a big team in at Riccarton on the same day. And it's, that's just the sacrifices you make in life when you train horses, you know.
Yep, it is. You can't be in a number of places. Hey, Mike, I can hear it in your voice, mate. Each day, it sounds like you are getting better. There's so many people that will hear this interview, whether they are here in Australia or whether they listen to this on podcast in New Zealand. Mate, we do wish you most sincerely the very best with your fight. It sounds like your doctors are okay, but please do something for us. Please do something for us. If they say to you, don't get on that plane, then stay home and enjoy it back there, mate.
No, I can always come back over to the McKinnon or the Matriarch because that's the next step after the Cox Plate. So, I'm not dumb. I mean, I'm not at death's door, but I don't want to get closer to it either.
Exactly. No, there's plenty of life to go, mate.
The reason not calling for me just yet.
No, you'll be, well, I don't know whether you'll be screaming, but you'll enjoy it if you're trackside at the Valley. We thank you for your time, Mike. We'll leave you alone, mate, and we look forward to seeing you down in Melbourne.
Yeah, I look to send to you in person too.
No, we'll catch up, mate. Yeah, no, thanks. Good on you.
Okay,
thanks, bye. Michael. Thanks, mate.